This show brought to you by Marley Mattress. Tired of sleepless nights? Are nightmares keeping you up? Would you like to know exactly when you should go to sleep and when the nightmares will come? Get a Marley mattress and answer all your questions. Don't be shackled to your old mattress. Get a Marley and your nights will be planned out for the rest of your life. Don't doubt your senses. Just one night with a Marley and you'll turn from a selfish, uncaring old miser into a carefree, generous person. If you order today, you'll get your first one tonight. And then, three more later. Marley mattresses. So comfortable, they'll meet you at the front door.
Oh, girls, they wanna have lunch. Oh, girls just wanna have lunch.
Welcome back to We're All Yankovics.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Yeah. We're back with the classic Girls Just Want to Have Lunch.
They do.
I don't know if it's Weird Al, but like I believe the original lyrics are wanna.
Uh-huh.
You know, so he has specifically gone in and grammar Nazi'd want to have lunch. I just right off the bat you're like, "Oh, okay, that's an interesting
I've never really noticed that in that way." Yeah. I mean, I noticed that it was different, but I never thought about it like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Dare to be Stupid, 1985.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know about this song. I mean, the classic rumor about this song is that Weird Al was kind of forced to do a Cyndi Lauper parody by Scotti Brothers, his production company, or not production company, but like the record company. And so he just sort of threw this together. And I think the fan sort of idea is that it's not even a good one. And he just almost made it bad on purpose in some ways. It's also been said that he doesn't like this parody. And that's one of the main reasons it's not even on the Food album when they actually came out with the Food album, which is interesting because I didn't even necessarily think Weird Al had anything to do with those extra albums. I thought that was another one of those Scotti Brother things. Like, I know Scotti Brothers wanted them,
yeah,
but I just assumed the Scotti Brothers were like, well, we've got these songs, let's put them out.
Yeah.
And Weird Al's like, wait, what are you doing? And they're like, oh yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah, I thought so too. But yeah, I guess he was adamant enough, like, no, this is not going on there.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess technically not really about food. It's
no,
it'll say a specific food in it, really.
Not really.
No,
not really.
Lunch in general.
Yeah. It is kind of interesting. The lyrics of it are kind of interesting because he does sort of branch. Like, he really opens up the feminine side of some people want to buy shoes and the other ones want to drive trucks and have tattoos. So you're like, wow, okay. That's
a precursor to truck driving song. Yeah.
Oh, exactly. This is one of those songs that you kind of go back and look at it and it doesn't feel as quite as sexist as some of the other songs are.
Sure.
30 years later. You know?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Or at least that one line.
Yeah. Very true. When you said like, yeah, I don't know why, but when you said Dare to be Stupid, I was like, what? For some reason, this song is on Polka Party in my mind. It just seems
weird.
Like it should be, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just like, wait, what? It's on. Oh, yeah, it is. I don't know why. I'm just convinced in my head that it's on Polka Party.
That's weird.
Yeah, I know. It is.
I wonder why.
I don't know. It just seems like it should be, right?
Well, I feel like a couple of those early ones, they have at least one that are sort of like, I was forced to do this song.
Yeah.
Especially the parodies.
Yeah.
Like I feel like, yeah, I mean, he was never forced to not do a parody. Like, none of the non-parody songs were songs where they're like, oh, you need to
right.
do this.
You need a style parody of this
like,
guy.
Yeah. Oh, hey, this song needs to be spoofed because right. that's the only thing that, like, sells for most people. So, Weird Al also used to play this in concert in part of the 1985-ish kind of concert food melody parodies.
Okay.
Which there's some really good ones in there. So yeah. I want to talk about that whole thing.
Okay.
Is there anything else about Girls Just Want to Have Lunch you want to talk about?
I mean, I really liked the song when I was a kid. I mean, you know,
okay.
I was 10. I thought it was great. Yeah, aging myself. Yeah, I thought it was really fun at the time. I kind of liked the way he was doing that weird voice. I mean, I guess I realized later people kind of accuse him of like doing the voice is kind of like a mocking of yeah. how much he didn't like doing the song.
That's what people say. That's
yeah, but I see it more say. As like him trying to be like the male version of Cyndi Lauper's kind of weird voice.
Okay.
You know, it's being like a guy version of Cyndi Lauper.
No, totally.
That's yeah. how I saw it. And I just thought it was, I don't know, I liked it. It later on, I'm like, yeah, I'll skip it. But at the time, I thought it was a funny song. I remember laughing a lot. It was good.
Doing research, there are a lot of fans that actually do kind of like yeah. the song. And And even though a portion of them definitely feel like this is sort of like a last minute thing, and it's not even a last minute thing that they did well, like it almost feels like he didn't do it 100%.
Yeah.
Like some fans think that it's one of the best ones he's ever done.
I wouldn't go there, but yes, I think it's really good.
You're right. I was, yeah. But some fans actually like it.
I do. I do like it.
I think he did it right.
I don't think it's like, oh, this is horrible. This is an easy one. Yeah. No, I mean, I like this song.
And he's not going to directly parody her voice, especially not on this album. He's still early enough that he doesn't have a lot of vocal skills, I don't think. Like he definitely got better.
Before his singing lessons. Yeah, exactly. Later, yeah.
So yeah. Okay. Yeah,
I don't know. I enjoyed it.
It's a song.
It's a fun song. It's what Weird Al is. It's a funny. It's a Weird Al parody. And it's maybe, supposed to be.
And maybe the foodiness of it, even though it doesn't really actually say food, but maybe the foodiness of it makes it feel easy too.
I guess.
In a weird way, like you're like, oh, you're just gonna go to food again.
Yeah, but he really doesn't.
It's eating.
It's got the crunching sound. It is about eating.
That is not good.
You don't like that?
Oh, the burp.
The
constant mouth noises through the entire song.
Oh. That was one of my favorite parts. I love the little girly burp. it's not a manly burp. It's a little petite feminine burp. I enjoyed that. I thought it was fun.
Okay. So
what else you got in the food songs?
This food song medley is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
We probably want to talk more in depth in it at another time, maybe at the end of the 170 songs or whatever.
Oh, a couple days.
Yeah, exactly.
We're not going to sleep.
It's not even this year. first up is Moldy Now.
Moldy Now.
Moldy Now. Oh. Whoa. Oh, yeah, exactly. Okay. By Hold Me Now, which is a parody of Hold Me Now by the Thompson Twins.
Gotcha.
In that one, he talks about wrapping his food up in aluminum
foil
and saving it for later. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's
everything
so awesome.
Comes back.
Yeah, exactly. Doctor, which is another parody of the Thompson Twins, Doctor Doctor.
Yeah,
but that
I don't know that song. I heard really, that, but I couldn't get in my mind what song that
it's
was.
It's hard. Well, it's Doctor Doctor, but he's
but not the give you the news. I got it.
No, not that one.
That's what keeps going to my mind. And I can't think of any other Doctor Doctor. I didn't go as far as looking it up online because that'd be too hard.
Yeah, but it's that one is only like a sentence or two, and basically ends up with he ends with Pepto Bismol.
Yeah,
and it's just a quick one, and then he goes into Steak Number 3, which is a parody of Mistake Number 3 by Culture Club.
Another song I didn't know.
Another song I had never heard of in my entire life.
Yep.
But works pretty well. He basically says, my steak number 3. Mm. And it's like, but it's cool. Like, it's a numbered thing. So he's like, talks about steak number 2. Yep. And then the only option now is my steak number 3.
Yeah, it's like the restaurant messes up 3 times or 2 times. And then the third one better be right. Yeah.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. Burger King, what's your price for fries?
Oh, yes.
Yep. Sister Christian. Night Ranger. Don't you forget about meat. Like, so it's about the food table.
Ah.
The
triangle,
pyramid or
no,
whatever.
No,
yeah, yeah. Yep. Then he would go into Girls Just Want to Have Lunch.
Yep.
Follow it up with Rockies, the theme to Rocky. Yep. Rocky Road.
Uh-huh.
And then Spam Eater, which is a reference.
Spam Eater.
Yep. Man Eater by Hall & Oates.
I was thinking of a different song. Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah, no. Yeah, what is it?
That's a different song.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know the one you're there. Yeah.
Anyways, I feel like throwing up, which is Bad Company. Avocado by
The Eagles.
The Eagles, yeah.
Avocado.
Why don't you? It's something. And then guacamole. Like, it's perfect. It's actually a really good song.
Holy moly, be guacamole.
Exactly.
For
like,
too long.
This song actually could come back right now, especially with like the millennial kind of like avocado toast thing.
Yes.
Avocados are in the news. I don't know if I would have known what an avocado was in 1985.
Yeah, probably not.
No. So. Maybe that time's come back.
Whoa, here she comes. Look out now, she'll chew you up. Oh, here she comes. She's a man eater. There we go. Okay, now I got it. I was trying to think what man eater. I kept thinking the other man eater.
and then Whole Lot of Lunch.
Whole Lot of Lunch, yeah.
By what is it? Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin, yeah.
Yep. And then he'd end with My Baloney. Yep. But that's the thing I got off the forum. And the wiki for the Weird Al wiki. I looked it up online, and I actually had to find those songs in two separate medleys. So it was interesting. Huh. But it was really kind of cool. Like I watched the live version of the 85 one, and he kind of sets up, and he's like, and now we're going to do a parody of every song ever written. And like he sets it up really in a fun way that's just like it feels almost...
Okay, that's the food medley you set up that way?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, it's almost comedian-ish. Like, it's almost like something, I don't know, it almost feels like stand-up.
Okay.
Like, doesn't it feel like something like...
Yeah, like Flight of the... I was thinking, Flight of the Concords, Axis of Awesome, yeah. Yeah, like every the five-chord song or five-chord or four-chord?
Four-song.
Four-chord song. Yeah. Yes, I love that.
As opposed to being six words long.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to talk more about that, but some of those songs were really good. I really enjoyed them. Some of them I had never heard before, so I'm really glad I looked them up. So
yeah.
So if Girls Just Want to Have Lunch led me to those songs, then I'm okay. Like that makes it up for me.
You really didn't like this song. Okay.
Yeah. No, I didn't. I don't. I just, I was probably a little too old when I heard it.
Yeah.
So I didn't get that like childish kind of like.
Okay, I guess yeah. Like you had to be the right age. This is definitely like this is for the 9-year-olds.
Yeah,
this is exactly.
This
what
is like
that
Got
was.
A Boogie, where you're like, no, I heard that as a 30-year-old.
Right, you've got to be the right age when you first hear this one. Yeah, like I said, I was the ripe age for it, 9 or 10, whatever. So it was perfect for me. So if you were forced by Scotty Brothers to write a parody of a Cyndi Lauper song, what you have done?
Well, I
since you hate this one so much,
I came up with a couple of options.
Did you?
Yes.
What a coincidence!
Okay,
that was not a setup at all.
No, not at all.
I was not doing that.
The first one is the lovely story of Pedro the Pickle Pickler.
Oh, okay.
It's brine after brine.
Oh, brine after brine.
Yep, yep. Yeah. Now, if you don't like that one. If you don't like that
we're not alternating? Okay.
Well, no, this is also because it's the same song I'm parodying. There's also the story of Adam Sandler's Pepper Boy character from SNL.
Oh, yeah, with the pepper grinder? Yeah,
which is grind after grind.
Okay. Okay.
Yep. Okay. What one you got? You want?
Well, you know, I would say, you know, it's about a story about a devoted girlfriend who has a boyfriend who's a really big classic SNL song fan.
Okay.
She's not into it. She just doesn't like those guys. She thinks the original cast are just awful. So that the one I got is like, I'm watching Blues Brothers just for you. I'm watching Blues Brothers just because I love you. It sucks, I'm afraid, and that's the truth. Blues Brothers.
I like it. That was really good.
Right.
I didn't really get into the lyrics.
That's all I got. That's it. That's the only thing. There.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, but then,
but that's awesome.
Oh, I got another one. Oh, you got two. What
my,
do you, yeah,
my,
you got?
Mine, oh, I got like six.
Oh, okay. Yeah, your turn. Yeah.
Well, because most of them are titles. But there's also one. This is about like the honeydew lists.
Okay? Oh, yes.
And it's My Hubby Changes Everything.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
From what song?
Money Changes Everything.
Okay, I don't think I know that one.
It even begins with... The real lyrics are something like, hey, I just wanted to tell you, I'm leaving you tonight. And then I could be, you could use the first two lines and then like a note of all the things I want you to do tonight or something like that. Okay. And it would be really kind of cool. Like, I think it would be
that.
Yeah, I think
you work that out.
All right, what do you got?
There's food enough for you. There's not enough for you. There's food enough for me. Yeah. I think I screwed up the first line. I said, there's food enough for me. There's not enough for you.
Yeah. No. Hey,
that's all I got.
That's awesome. Awesome. My next song is the sad song of a mutant warthog who pines after his partner. And it's called Bebop.
Roxanne?
Yes.
Oh, God. Oh, wow.
Yep.
Bebop.
Bebop, me-bop, you-bop.
Yeah. Oh,
gosh.
I also think work those lyrics out.
She-bop would be a great way of like, you know when you're taking like a class on like English, but mainly it's more of like when you study like French and Spanish and you have to do all those conjugation of all the vowels. And so it's like me, I bop, you bop, we bop, they bop. You know, like you could find some interesting way of putting that all.
Yeah.
I feel like there's like this cool, like Schoolhouse Rocky version of that song that you could really do.
Oh, I thought about doing IHOP for that one.
That'd be awesome.
Anyways, then I have like, I ate all night while watching YouTube. That's all I got.
I like that. I like that. You already said this song, but I think there could be a lovely story about a country boy who just like doesn't like the big cities because the boonies are good enough.
For you?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And maybe he's trying to convince like...
They don't
like,
say Goonies in that song. You know.
I know, okay, I don't know, but that's the title. It's just the title.
Okay.
There's also one. This is it's not really bad, but it's going to be right there on the edge, right?
Oh, boy.
It's about intestinal health.
Intestinal what?
This song is about intestinal health.
Okay.
Yep. It's called Poop Colors.
Oh, my gosh. I see your poop colors.
Yep.
Through.
And then wow. They shouldn't look like a rainbow. Yeah, exactly. Like, it would be awesome. Like, go to the doctor. Go to the doctor. You have something wrong.
Did you eat some Crayolas?
Yeah, exactly. Don't be afraid. Oh,
to check.
To let me see.
I don't know.
Yeah.
To check the wipes.
And then, do you have any more? Do you have any more?
I think that's okay. It. That's all I
have one more.
Oh, boy.
And it's because I think Weird Al was so close to an actually really good song.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And it's, they want something between breakfast and lunch. Oh, girls, they want to have brunch.
Yes.
Oh, girls, just want to have brunch.
That makes brunch. A lot more sense.
They want to have brunch.
Yes.
Mimosas. They want to sip mimosas.
I think you're brunch. Right, man.
Yeah, exactly.
That would have made the song a lot
so
better.
So close. Like,
it wouldn't have been as sexist, I guess. I mean, that's not really super sexist, but saying, oh, girls just want to have lunch.
Yeah.
I mean, brunch, yeah, would actually, you're right, I think. Yeah.
Wake up late on a Saturday morning, you know,
like something.
It's so yes. Could be like just that one little twist makes, and especially, and maybe it's now a contemporary thing though, because my wife constantly is like, we should have brunch one time,
that is
and true. I'm like, oh, okay, but yeah, I'm like, it's a big thing now,
it
like
is.
Especially with like 20 somethings and
right.
stuff, so you could totally like make fun of that whole culture, and so like, yeah, he was just. That close to like a song that would actually like
don't ask her to dinner or breakfast or lunch.
Yeah, exactly.
Because girls, they just want to have brunch.
Exactly, so close.
Oh, you are so right. Yeah, he needs to remake this one.
Yeah, exactly. It would be perfect, and then he could actually enjoy it. I think.
Yeah,
you know,
change the voice a little.
Do something weird, but yeah.
And maybe on his like, you know, the I was gonna say 30th anniversary, but that's already passed. Maybe the 40th anniversary of the release of Dare to Be Stupid, he can redo it.
There you go. There you go. We're already getting medium rarities, and even those have a couple of songs that you're like, oh, come on, you couldn't have done that song.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a couple of these from this like food melody medley, I would have loved to have actually seen. So.
Yep. Ratings? Or what else?
First, lyric.
Oh, yes, the lyric. We haven't done that. She's like, she's got a hole in her neck, but I'm the one who always gets stuck with the check.
Yep. No, exactly.
Was that still yours?
No. Okay. That's the one.
I have yet to steal yours, which is interesting.
Online, that's the one that's sort of like, that's the way to go. Yeah. Mine is, what is it? They're always in the mood for something to munch. Oh, girls, they want to have lunch. Oh, girls just want to have lunch.
Poetic.
Yeah, yes. I like the munch. I don't know. Something that's this one. Yeah, and then that.
You don't like that. You just don't like it.
Oh, it's crazy. So, it's thundering outside. I guess we should probably.
I think that means we should move on.
Move on.
Wrap it up to ratings.
Yeah, exactly. Ratings.
All right. I did enjoy this one, but compared to everything else he has, yes, it is a little bit subpar. I'm gonna give it a one. We have our first one.
Because why not? Because 30 seconds of thinking, I came up with a better.
Ooh, wow, that is a good point. I'm gonna go with 2.
Okay.
I was thinking about a little higher, but yeah, 2.
Okay, cool.
I'm doing it 2.
Okay.
No points on this one.
There we go.
I almost did a point, but no point.
No point. Okay. Yeah, I was thinking about 1.5, but then I was like, nope. If I'm going to do it, let's commit to it.
I'm holding on to my ones. I got two in my mind coming up that I know are going to be ones.
Can something be 0?
No, it has to be 1 to 5.
Okay.
I was thinking the other day before we got our first one out, which we just did. I think this is our first official one.
Yeah.
We're going to have to do a one or else the ratings, the twos are going to become the one.
Ones. Oh, okay. Okay, good.
Mathematically, we must have a one.
I broke through for that.
Because you know? All gets, it's just against him. We're rating Weird Al. So there has to be a one. Yep. And there it is. From there Charlie. You go. Glad. I haven't got mine yet.
Not yet.
Yeah, but it's coming. I assure you, I have ones on deck.
If you want to talk more about all these songs, find us on Facebook. Just type in We're All Yankovics. Find the it's a public group. Just ask to join. We'll say yes. And then you can talk about these songs as we talk about stuff. We also have try to come up with weird memes. And it's also it's a public group. So you can actually post something yourself if you have a question or something like that. And the group can answer it. So lots of fun. You can always call our hotline at 302-72-WEIRD. Please call that up and leave a message with what your favorite Weird Al song is or a favorite memory of yours about Weird Al.
Or when you want to have lunch with us, Al or John.
Yep, exactly.
John first.
But I thought girls just want to have lunch.
Well, Weird Al and John want to have lunch as well.
Okay, good. We can
Jim can call too. We're not excluding Jim or even Ruben. I mean,
what about Harvey? Can Harvey, we have lunch with Harvey?
Well, yeah. An immortal hamster, yes. Yeah, I would love to have lunch with an immortal hamster.
Anyways. You can also find us on Instagram, We're All Yankovics.
We are
all. Or email us at weareallyankovics@gmail.com.
Lots of ways you can get a hold of us.
Yep.
If you see Charlie, just give him a hug. He's a hugger.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool.
No, not so much.
Maybe we won't go back to Tampa Bay Comic Con this year then.
You got lots of hugs, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scary.
Good times. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Don't know for certain.